native fish self-sustaining, then the focus of the policy ought to be on habitat rather than just hatcheries and supplementation. I think that's one of our comments that the commission will consider. Just a little dialogue. I haven't seen you all here for for a long time. I think it's my first meeting. I apologize, Mr. Chairman.
We will reconvene the session at this point in time.
We're ready.
So,
Mr. Chair, so all that good discussion was off the record?
I think it was on the record.
It was
recorded. I think the cameras were rolling, actually.
Mr. Chair, I think Ted's come up with a good way to word this. Let me read this slowly to you and let people write it down and then we can digest it.
And we're talking about 2B.
This is changes to B. Habitat is a sufficient quality and quantity to provide production areas and survival rates sufficient to enable, and then on with the changes we've already made. Let me read the full sentence as it stands now. Habitat is of sufficient quality and quantity to provide production areas and survival rates sufficient to enable the persistence of naturally produced fish populations that provide associated environmental, cultural, and economic benefits.
Comments? Questions? Second.
Is there a definition for production area?
Okay. Ed, did you get the question?
I do have the question, Mr. Chair. Is that a term of usage? Jargon sort of term in your mind?
Well, I'm just asking.
We're using that phrase, production areas, in this definition. Mm-hmm. And her question is there some place in rural statute where production areas is defined?
No, there, Mr. Chair, there are areas, I think, that we define production. If you don't have it defined in rule, you go to Webster, I think, and Webster, I think, would be precise on that, because it's just, you're producing, it's basically the nursery and rearing areas. We could be a little more explicit, I guess, if it would help. Spawning and rearing areas?
Well, that's what I was getting at.
Spawning, rearing, migration. It's the full life cycle, is what we're looking at.
There is a definition of production.
Production, right?
Right, but not production area. So,
what does the definition of production say?
The definition of production.
Where are you at?
It's 42. It used to be 42, now it's 46 under that order. Page 3 in this.
Number of pounds of fish raised to the hatchery.
Right. Under your definition.
Right hand side, right hand column, page halfway three. Down, page 3.
Or resulting.
Well, if you read this, you could possibly put, like you said, natural spawning and rearing areas, I guess. To me, the one thing about having production in there is I would have to go back and then look at your definition of production. So is there some way we can substitute, and I don't, you know, this is just a suggestion for production.
Mr. Chair, or Representative, I think we could perhaps just go a little bit longer on the sentence. Just put spawning and rearing. Is that enough, or do we need if it's in the life cycle.
Spawning, rearing, and, spawning, rearing, and migration areas.
Well, and ocean, I guess that's rearing.
That's rearing, absolutely.
Okay, spawning, rearing, and migration.
At the risk of drawing this out, I think that's called the turf ice a little bit. Any comments on that suggested change, So, why don't we reread, Ed, the proposed, Ted's working on it, okay.
On definitions, is there anything in rule, Ed, anywhere that talks about what enable means?
No, I am not aware of anything.
I didn't think so. So there's, well, how high is the bar with enable?
Mr. Chair, in this case, enable is not related to the bar.
No.
Enable simply states that you will clear the bar. And the bar is persistent over time based on these production areas and the survivability of the fish. So enable is simply saying that you will clear the bar because the fish will be able to. So I don't think that's an issue. You can use the Webster definition of enable in that case.
The habitat's just enable. It's an enablation.
Yes.
I just have a question relating to that, is if we need, since I added a few words, I feel obligated to find other places to remove them, but do we absolutely need to have enable? I mean, can we say, to provide, I think it would read something like spawning, rearing, migration areas, and survival rates sufficient for the persistence,
right.
And just take out enable so we don't have that question. Anyone have any thoughts on that?
Sufficient. Sufficient means enable, though it's a longer word.
Well, I think it's a good suggestion. You know, if we can get by without that, I would suggest that we do that. Now's the time to...
So then that removes the question about what does enable actually mean, right? Since we define...
Let me take a shot at Ted, unless you've got it here.
I think we've got it.
Okay.
Okay, it would be habitat is of sufficient quality and quantity to provide adequate spawning and rearing areas and survival rates for the persistence of naturally produced fish populations that provide associated environmental, cultural, and economic benefits.
Left out migration there, but maybe
and
did that.
Ed and I did that for a reason. We
okay.
Vote for
okay.
That gets into a can of worms. We don't want.
I think. Yeah.
I think if you link it with survival. You know, the migration area issue is predominantly a survival issue, not a production issue.
Yeah.
Are you okay with that?
Okay, so let's go through it one more time.
Taking out
we're
migration.
All clear. John, do you have a question? Or Don?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. You said you're taking migration out?
Mr. Chair, I'm okay with it in. All I'm saying is that if you're equating this to production areas, typically, spawning and rearing, to me, represent production areas. So migration issues are more survival issues than they are production issues. So I would say that it's covered already. If you want to have it in there, I have nothing against that as well. It just may make it a little more streamlined.
Comment on that, Don?
I think you ought to include migration. I mean, it's, why not?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I have a question and then a suggestion.
Speak up.
I have a question and then a suggestion. My question is that I'm not sure what What are you trying to get from having this concept of areas? And I guess I'll ask that question first and then make my suggestion. And I guess in thinking about the Endangered Species Act, which is, you know, its purpose is to restore ecosystems, and thinking about and knowing how dynamic these ecosystems are, I really wonder if you want to get into an image where we're partitioning out and defining areas. And my suggestion would be habitat is of sufficient quality and quantity to provide survival rates sufficient for the persistence of naturally produced fish. I'm struggling with the added value of defining this, of having this concept of areas, and I would have to then engage in this. You know, I think the concern about migration in or out is really important, and that takes us down another path. So that was my suggestion.
That particular way, the subtle difference is that you could have a very small, isolated area that you protect and have sufficient survival rates for, mm-hmm. and then say, okay, you've recovered because survival is sufficient for that population, and not get at the distribution issue, which is beyond just survival. And so I was trying to capture the two of, really it relates to the things in B, that it's a sufficient quality and quantity. Quality side gets that productivity. The quantity side gets that producing enough numbers. So, mm-hmm. but I'm okay with that. It's a subtlety that mm-hmm. I don't think.
Well, I think that, and that helps me to understand, because I didn't understand that when you were using this areas, and certainly, you know, spatial distribution is a very important concept that we want to keep. Thank you.
Jim and then Jeff.
Keep in mind, if we end up opposing this legislation, it seems to me the simpler and clearer it is, the easier it will be.
Very good point, and I was going to bring that up.
My sense is we're getting more complicated than we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the earlier language addressed these points. More general terms, the debate will take place later, but I think we're getting too complicated.
I think what we had originally actually covers the full scope of the framework we need, and we're getting more complex than we need.
When you say what we had originally, you're referring to draft 4-H shell code edits.
Yeah.
And you're okay with that version, even if C were deleted?
Yeah, I think we've agreed to drop C and the changes in B already that we've, in terms of that, and the parents is correct. I would suggest it becomes simpler if we just say habitat of sufficient quality and quantity for the persistence of naturally produced fish. Crop enabled says the same thing. Let's make it simpler rather than more of the persistence. In part, because I think recovery in one talks about abundant, productive, and diverse already.
Ed, you were the individual who had suggested that we might make some minor changes to B to address at least one of your concerns. Can we do that and still keep it simple?
Always is written down. This means you link survival to this.
Yes. It would read habitat is of sufficient quality and quantity to provide survival rates sufficient for the persistence of naturally produced fish. I'll do that again because I stumbled. So sufficient quality and quantity to provide for survival rates sufficient for the persistence of naturally produced fish.
If we're, Mr. Chair, if we were simplifying this, I'd rather it be simplified to that because there's a direct link to survival.
I guess I'm wondering, isn't that implied, though, if you're talking about a population that's naturally producing and it's able to sustain itself over a long period of time? I mean, into what the level of emergency is and a bunch of other things, I mean, survival is a key element, obviously, but isn't that implied that the population of mass-produced fish are going to be able to sustain themselves in perpetuity?
If you don't link it, Mr. Chair, if you don't link it directly to survival, it could simply become a numbers game that you can add to and leave it at that. I mean, the link here is the productivity of the habitat that's sustainable. And right now, that's not in there.
So, Ed, you'd be okay with either Liz's version or B in its original form?
Mr. Chair, I'd be more comfortable with Liz's version.
Okay, Ed?
Here's an alternative which kind of gets to Liz's point, but is maybe simpler. It would be habitat is of sufficient quality and quantity to provide survival rates adequate for the persistence of naturally produced fish populations.
That's the one.
Yeah.
So that kind of, I think,
that gets Ed's point and makes it simpler.
I
took out some syllables and some redundancies, so it's simpler. I could live with that.
So, your proposal, Ted, was for 2B was habitat is of sufficient quality and quantity to provide survival rates adequate for persistence of naturally produced fish populations.
That provides.
Are we keeping the rest? Is everybody still assuming that the rest of the sentence to that provides?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the name.
Okay. I'm comfortable with that, Mr. Chair.
Don?
Can I ask a question?
You can, Representative Jensen.
Where did you go with the discussion on the recommendation here by National Marine Fisheries Service, Maples, I think,
on 2B or 2C, Bob?
Well, it's on self-sustaining means, is 2. B is habitat of sufficient quality and quantity.
That is the definition that we're currently trying to get some consensus on here, and I think we're getting real close to agreeing, Bob, on a definition that is in reference to what's here for 20 minutes.
Robin Waples.
Objection to the recommendation made by NIMS on this.
Yeah.
Or has that come into discussion?
We have dropped that.
You've dropped their recommendation?
For 2B, we have considered the recommendation or trying to come up with one of our own that is closely aligned to the 2B proposal in draft 4A.
Mr. Chair, if I could.
Ed, you want to clarify?
Yeah. Representative Jensen, you're looking at actually the email from Robin Waples.
Yes.
And so that is within 2B. And then what happened subsequently was that piece that talked about hatcheries was pulled down into C on the piece that Ted sent out. So if you're looking at the one that Ted sent out, C has been deleted. If you're looking at the one Robin sent out, that piece from Robin relating to the hatcheries has been deleted.
Okay.
Does that clarify for you, Bob?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Ted, go ahead and read us that definition once more, just to make sure we all have it.
Okay. 2B, habitat is of sufficient quality and quantity to provide survival rates adequate for the persistence of naturally produced fish populations that provide associated environmental, cultural, and economic benefits.
Are we all on board with that one? Are we all on board that we're going to drop number C as it's currently listed in draft 4A. Jim? Is there any other changes that you'd like to see made at this point in time to that 4A draft as it's worded in front of you? Is there a motion then to... before we take final action on this, we'll go ahead and open our work session.
Process from there, please.
Is there a motion?
So moved to accept the definition of recovery with the amendments described earlier.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Jim?
I was just going to ask if ODFW will assure that this will work.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to ask you again.
I'm not quite sure I understand the question.
You're not going to give us a guaranteed recovery.
Mr. Chair, I would like to reassure that this will be what we build into our native fish conservation policy, but it won't come into place probably for another 6 months.
Ted, with regard to your motion, I'd just like to have me restate that for the record. Jack, what?
Okay. That I recommend approval of draft 4A Chilcote edits with the amendments agreed to in the discussion of that draft as our definition for recovery, and those amendments include dropping 2C and modification of 2B so that it reads habitat is of sufficient quality and quantity to provide survival rates adequate for the persistence of naturally produced fish populations that provide associated environmental, cultural, and economic benefits.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. Thank you for all of your help and diligence in putting this together. And appreciate Don, Neil, and John being here to help us along with this. Awesome. Sandy, you want to take us through a review of that workshop draft that we had in front of us the last meeting, and I'm not sure you got copies this meeting or not.
Candidly, it is in the same form today as it was on October 8th.
Excuse me, Neil, did you get a copy of this?
Yes.
So, what I'm waiting for, emailed Stan a couple of times, who's going to help me craft together the breakout group summary that was a recommendation, and we've not even sent an email back, so that we haven't had a chance to do any discussion on that. That portion is kind of the equivalent here. And then it's just a matter of you folks editing it and being okay with us putting this out for distribution to the participants. Ted, you and I need to touch base with the roster so that I have everybody's accurate titles and representation, and I think they signed in on that. And any other component that the task force feels needs to be included in the summary, if this is at all inadequate.
So the process then, Sandy, is we're still waiting for some input from Stan.
Right.
As far as the breakout groups are concerned, we need to get together with Ted to talk about
some of
those issues. Once you have incorporated the input from Ted and Stan on this, you get it around to us for further comment.
Okay.
We'll get it out to the participants in the workshop. Comments or questions, Jim?
Since we can do a final review via email without having to convene again.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is our last meeting unless I hear otherwise from any member of the group.
Representative Pinkfield there left the room, but she asked me if they thought we were going to have a meeting, so I told her to just repeat that when she's back in the room, because she may not be in the room. I don't, the report, the summary of the workshop, I do know, I read the legislation doesn't require any sort of official action. It will just be something that you folks are comfortable having your name associated with and mailed out, so, you know.
Is Sandy, is Brendan going to be back today?
If we call him.
We need Brendan to come in and take a look at the definition we've come up with, or can we do that on his own to get back to us?
Well, I'll submit a draft request and give him this document or the revised document, and make sure he'll craft something that's going with.
In your opinion, have we complied with the requirements of the legislation?
The only piece, and I know that Stan mentioned this last time, in the bill was the piece about established criteria for evaluation of standard recovery. And Stan mentioned that last time, that the measurable criteria have some topic of discussion at this meeting.
In some degree, the workshop report gets to discussing that, but I have mixed feelings because we're running out of time and energy. But if we could come to maybe another meeting after we maybe draft some relative recommendations, here are some criteria we think ought to be explored or we believe could bear fruit with additional technical work, I think that would be useful. I think we had some criteria in terms of like productivity and that kind of stuff that some folks were comfortable with, and other criteria that probably there wasn't consensus around. But I think if we can say these things are on the right track and close that loop with our report, and that may take another discussion or meeting.
I think those criteria were probably pretty well discussed in the two proposals that came out of Stan's group, and the, not proposals, the two reports that came out of Stan's group, plus the third report that is yet unpublished. And I'm not sure we're going to get any farther along in an additional discussion on that issue than they currently have on the report. So we could simply refer to the criteria they have used also. James?
Are we required to submit any kind of report to the legislature?
Well, that's what I was wondering. It also states we're supposed to propose legislation. I'm not sure if that was, is that for, that we should accept the definition, or is it?
You need to pre-set and file what the task force took action on today's product, so then when we will submit that, we'll have a pre-session filed. It will probably come up in the full Joint Natural Resource Committee as one of their committee bills at the request of this task force. So that will be our piece. It says the task force shall report to the Joint Legislative Committee established or an appropriate interim committee. We're not directed to file a full report. I would recommend that I compile some sort of summary that it will include, like this summary and some appendices, you know, just a chronological documentation of the meeting, et cetera, and then make that available to the members and present it to the leadership, just as, you know, appropriate process.
I have a suggestion.
Mandy?
Sir?
Should come up before the SR2, not the Joint Interim Committee.
Oh, the SR2. Thank you. Okay.
Not the Joint Natural Resources Committee.
Okay. And you guys are scheduled to meet December
5th?
Yeah. So, yeah, we would have...
Well, why don't we just report to the SR2 on December 5th, have the workshop summary, the proposed definition, and a cover letter from our illustrious chair that might, here's another thought, on these six measurable criteria that were used in the workshop, maybe we could ask ODFW to put in a brief summary of what each one of those means,
and include that as well. So we would have three items to present to SR2, the measurable criteria along with a short definition of what it means, the workshop summary, and the proposed definition.
Representative Jensen, does that meet the qualifications, or do you think that the SR2 should have more information?
The more information probably, you know, probably the better, though all of it doesn't have to be covered, but it needs to be there in case somebody wants to ask questions about it. If I'm understanding your question correctly.
Well, Jim just identified kind of three components to bring before the December SR2, if indeed we get a time slot on the agenda. Thank you, sir. The workshop summary is still in draft, but will be completed. The actual language that the task force took action on today, and then a cover letter from Chair Jacobson, and then just a brief breakout or explanation on the measurable criteria that we focused on out of as a product of the workshop.
Right.
So do you think that that's sufficient, or is there something else we should focus on?
I think that's sufficient. We may have additional issues when it comes to the full committee.
Sure.
Legislative committee.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
In looking at the report from the meeting, the one thing that strikes me, or what that comes to mind as I look at this, it's so what? Like, well, what's the take home from this, or where does this fit in? And those of you that were there can tell me if my very fuzzy recollection is correct right now. Under those six measurable criteria, I believe we also talked a little bit about some methodology for assessing those criteria, some, you know, what are some agreed upon by the group methodology. And it might be more useful in a reporting format to call out from this report, because a lot of this is free-flowing, you know, just free-flowing thoughts. But if you called out the six criterion, I think, Sandy, as you're suggesting, if we could have a, you know, a simple description of each, if there is somewhere in the notes some of those, you know, concepts about how, what are some methodologies available to now that might be useful and credible in the eyes of the group for assessing these things, and make that a centerpiece. I don't know exactly how we would present that to the committee. I'm not sure the level of recommendation that we would be offering, but I think it could at least be couched in, you know, the workshop was held, these criterion were acknowledged, these methodologies were endorsed as, you know, some but maybe not all appropriate methodologies, and the task force, you know, recommends that these be considered, you know, as this, I'm not sure how to finish that sentence, but something like that I think might be a little bit more tangible.
Sure, I like your idea. I'm not sure if we can pull all of those concepts out of the workshop summary we have before us, but using that in conjunction with some of the IMST material, you might be able to do that. But I like the idea,
Ken. Well, I guess I was trying to get to what Karen was saying. I mean, really, we left it as we explored criteria, really identified that they have, some of them have some real opportunity to become something valuable and important. There's some limitations in data, yada, yada. But, you know, without recommending where do we go next in the context of process to build on those, we're kind of leaving the book empty, so to speak. And
You know, we, there's a lot of stuff there that we could say, you know, there's a lot of fruit to potentially pick, but really we need a process and to produce the products that will ultimately support the definition of recovery, and that we recommend the legislature at a minimum charge a technical committee, not this group, not us, a technical committee to begin work, and maybe OWEB is with ODFMW is the right place to do that. But fundamentally, we need a technical group to spend some quality time, or maybe the IMST to go back and spend some quality time on, you know, doing strong analysis on those potential criteria and strengths and weaknesses, and how do we get the data or not to do it. And that's beyond our scope, and we can't do that. But somebody needs to do that.
Yeah, I was thinking along the same lines as Ted, is that we, you know, I'm disappointed we haven't gotten the matrix or the criteria, but there's obviously a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of information we don't have. I say we, I mean, the agencies and man in general. I think just explaining what the hurdles are that need to be overcome, and that, you know, the agencies are going to have funds and staffing to gain some of this information down the road. At least give us a foreshadowing of the legislature and the public of Oregon that these things aren't going to come cheaply or easily. But we need to work toward it. For other purposes besides this, but we need to work toward it.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I agree with Ted that it's beyond the scope of this group to now take it to the next level. But there, excuse me, there are, you know, management entities that are in the process of taking it to the next level. I guess I'd argue that, you know, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife has really set the table for this with the Dana Fish policy that we've just adopted. The tribes are actively engaged in putting these concepts to work through recovery planning. I know that the NOAA Fisheries is doing this through their TRTs, and perhaps that is the next level, is rather than through a legislative committee redoing what these agencies are doing, is perhaps having these management partners come together and tell the legislature, okay, now how does this play out in the real world in these basins? And are we getting the job done, maybe? I'm not sure how we pull that off, but I could see some examples that we could point to in Northeast and other areas where we're getting at some of these criteria.
John or Don, any comment on that?
Well, I think that at least outlining these key elements is important. It'd be nice to have a little description. I wasn't at the workshop, but I understand what they're calling for, I think. And I think if ODFW was able to provide at least some background for legislators so that they know what viable population size means and the types of tools available to measure that. I think the key is measurable recovery. They don't want to hear about, you know, something down the road that we might be able to figure out. They want to know how you're going to measure it. And that's kind of been the dilemma in salmon restoration for years, is how do you measure the progress? So I would agree that we ought to provide these as the elements, provide some background on them, I guess some definition and then further a recommendation that a technical panel that is organized to define more specific methodology and come to some agreement on methodology and present those to the legislature at some point in the future. So I agree that that's what I would suggest, I guess.
Yeah. Ed, can we get Mark's help or your help, Ted, maybe putting something in? December 5th is not very far down the road, gentlemen.
Mr. Chair, I think what we'd be able to do is discuss, maybe not, hopefully it'd be within our discretion to not stick explicitly to these exact criteria, but to use this as examples of the sort of things that we're thinking about
in developing, the bar, if you will, specific to individual watersheds. And we can certainly give you some insight on that. I'm not sure I can speak to each one of these, directly, so, but we can, abundance, some measures of productivity, diversity, distribution, persistence over time, all of those are the attributes we're looking at for sustainability. We can talk about those and how those relate. And then how would, I think more importantly, what Donnie was saying was how are we going about putting measurable criteria on those, custom tailored to the watershed, is really what they want to know.
And you're going to get questions here.
Right. And I think we can give some real examples of that.
Yeah. Okay. Jim?
Just a question of the group. We're going to propose a recovery definition as part of our charge to propose legislation. Is there any other legislative proposal that comes out of this besides that?
Well, I think that was the definition of the term recovery. It was the only specific area that we really
but, asked. But the bill's kind of general.
It is
talks general about proposing legislation.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with just proposing a definition as being sufficient.
Mr. Chair, it might be helpful to have a little bit of discussion about that, because I could imagine that as this gets discussed in committee, there could be some discussion about the what's next and some insertion or addition to the bill if we don't put something in there about next steps. And while we may not want to propose that, it might be good to have a good recommendation in case we're asked. The kind of things that we were just discussing right there, should there be a technical committee that carries us further? If so, what kind of membership or something?
Representative Jensen, are you still with us? Too bad. Good.
I guess in terms of time frame, is there an opportunity for us to report to the SR2 committee in January as opposed to December?
This will kick in, and I mean, it'll be a whole new committee.
So we're focused on this.
But, I mean, it seems possible that if we're talking about them reviewing the pre-session file bill, it could be narrow. If there's any questions or indications that they might want to expand upon it with further direction, then that could be addressed during the session with amendments or whatever, and give us more time to discuss that, maybe.
You create a vacuum if you say, here's what we recommend in terms of the definition of recovery. We have some sense of criteria, but they're warm and fuzzy right now, and here's some of the problems, here's some of the processes underway, and we have no recommendation about next steps. And I'm not quite sure I know what the next steps ought to be, but I would like to have some opportunity to have some discussion about, you know, recommending next steps, I guess, you know, possibly comfortable saying, look, the processes we have in place may well be adequate. We don't need any next steps because they're already in process. Or we might say, look, it needs to be better coordinated amongst these different processes. But I think once we get the report, to the extent that it's accomplishable by end of November, it may help define what we might want to recommend. And I just don't want to leave it empty and create a vacuum to where folks may go off and create some next steps that might be worse than what we might recommend.
Well, I think what we have to work with right now, unless I hear some very specifics from other committee members today, we stick with the definition that we have decided on here today in terms of the legislation. And if something comes out of our meeting with the Salmon Recovery Group on December 5th, somebody could take that from that point on. But I think in terms of what we're proposing for legislation, we stick today with the definition and leave it at that.
Yeah, I agree. Sure.
And I, Mr. Chair, one of the things I'm wanting, you know, be able to make recommendations for how to proceed forward is one way to kind of close or link to getting to that matrix, I guess, one thing. But I also feel that OVFW and the other agencies are working toward that already, and we kind of endorse that, maybe support of those efforts and making that link between what we're doing and saying this definition of what we're looking at is consistent with this.
In your opinion,
not necessarily legislation, but at least some first support to make some efforts in that position.
In your opinion, do you have the meeting to do that?
May not.
Karen?
Well, I did want to come back to Ed's acceptance of a task to, you know, add some meat around the criterion, and I think this is going to touch on your point there. Ed, I think what I heard you saying is that, you know, you may not really take precisely these six criterion and flesh them out, and I think I understand the purpose for that. Some of these are, you know, maybe not mainstream in consideration at this point in time with the way things are going, but I think it's important to distinguish between the task force and this workshop's effort, and that these criterion were identified by the group as ones that there exist reasonable methods for measuring them. It wasn't, I don't believe it was agreed upon that they were the be-all and end-all by any means.
Right.
We certainly didn't take it that far. So I guess I'd ask you to be considerate about staying true to what this committee put forward to the best you're able. I mean, if you can't define them, then so be it. But not put forward something that reflects more of what ODFW is working on, because that's not necessarily, I don't think we have as a group, I perhaps discussed that enough to know whether the task force would say that the work we've done is, you know, does therefore say that the task force stamps approval upon the work of ODFW.
Right.
I think the chair
is
not very comfortable with that. One of the things that what I thought would be more useful to SR squared would actually be, okay, here's your definition, here's some key elements of criteria, now what does this mean on the ground? And I was going to try to then show them an example using Lower Columbia River COHO of how we've basically done this. So what do these numbers actually look like? And then make it clear that this is not the numbers that you have for the Willamette or for the Naha Grand Ronde, but it's examples of how this rubber hits the road. And in doing so, I may not exactly link with this criteria, but I could say a similar criteria is this, and you're talking, so that they have something more than just, you know, the kind of conceptual. I think what they wanted to see out of this group, quite frankly, is they wanted to see the bar.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to give an example of the bar. And that's what I thought I could bring to the SR squared.
Well, I think you're exactly right with it. I think you can distinguish between, if you're making the presentation, between what we did, what we've done, and where you have taken that. But I think the SR2 committee members are going to be real interested in learning about some of that on the ground research, on the ground programs you have.
Mr. Chair, I do think, though, they're probably more interested in where NOAA Fisheries is off the ground, and we can't really speak to that. I mean, we're just a role player in that. But what we can do is convey how our approach, we're going to now try to permeate the federal approach to try to bring it to bear. And that's really all we can do.
Gail's up first in here.
Yeah, just quick comment. I agree with Karen. We can't endorse everything that we're just doing, but just the effort to move towards quantifiable numbers for evaluation is what I was getting at. It's consistent with what we've been trying to achieve.
You know, I think what I heard part of the meat on the bone is to also describe the other processes that are ongoing, TRT stuff and OEFW stuff. While it doesn't necessarily merit endorsement, I think the SRT is going to get value added by knowing what's going on and how well or not well they're integrated with what we've done and what their time frames are and that kind of stuff. And that stuff we're going to have to collect up, you know, outside this process.
Jackie, glad to have you back. I don't remember exactly when you left, but we did agree on a definition of recovery.
Yeah, he said that that makes a phone call that you were talking at the workshop.
Basically, what we decided there was that we were waiting for some more pieces of that puzzle to come in. Sam Gregory is supposed to call with some individual station breakout groups. We're going to try to incorporate that. Sam's going to meet with Ted on some other issues. Then the comment was made that we need that perhaps, I think Ken's comment was that we need to focus perhaps on the recovery goals, recovery.
Right.
Make it a little bit more clear, put a little bit more meat on the bones around the criteria and what does this mean?
Criteria
is the definition. And then you're going to present this at the next.
That's our two meeting on December 5th.
That's what it's for.
Oh.
Tuesday, Thursday, 8:30. At least that's what it shows on our meeting schedule. I don't know where we'll be on that. Tuesday, December 3rd.
Is that year?
Yeah. It's in room 357. And I just printed this off this morning, so. I will double check. I think it's a week or two that I've done this with the
Mr. Chairman, I would like to offer, a joint presentation if possible with Ed and or ODFW from the co-managers, one of the tribes perhaps, to take a look at some of these criteria and how they're being measured and perhaps assessed in a particular basin, maybe the Umatilla, maybe somewhere like that, so that, I mean, there's a lot of information that I think would be very tangible to the SR2 committee, and they would say, okay, yeah, we understand what this is, here's how specifically we've addressed habitat type. And so I think that might be helpful, and I would help coordinate that with Ed if possible.
I would like to see you do that. I guess my next question is, are you or is someone that might represent your group be available on the 3rd to participate?
Yeah.
Okay. Ed, what about your scheduling on the 3rd?
Mr. Chair, the 5th was much better for me. I will have to see. I am currently tapped on a conservation hatchery meeting with Fish and Wildlife Service that morning. So
I think it's very important, Ed, that you be there on the 3rd is to get it all possible.
Ed, you said in the morning, because I'm lighting up for you in the afternoon or is it all evening?
Yes. Do you think SR Squared Sandy will be the afternoon?
I can certainly put in that request that, you know, one, that we schedule in the afternoon.
Mr. Chair, I can get down here by 1.
Okay. I will confirm that hopefully before the end of the week. Right. Only that's tomorrow.
Don, you pick up on that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perhaps we're going to try to schedule our presentation for the afternoon if the committee's going to meet in the afternoon.
Okay.
You just going to bring that up. I knew you had that question. You talked about it. Is there a need for another meeting? I'm not sure there is. We've discussed it a little bit, Jackie Bond, right in the meeting. Didn't get a feel from the other committee members that there was a big need for another meeting.
We could have a Christmas party.
Yeah.
The question partially depends on what kind of questions or response you get during that presentation. I don't know if there's
going to be
questions that come up that we're
going to
have to check together
to
resolve that.
Questions that come up on that December 3rd meeting. If there are questions that arise that we don't have answers to and they think we need to discuss, obviously we will set in a meeting date ASAP and try to address those questions.
That sounds reasonable.
Anything else for today? Sandy, can you
keep working to us?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Sure.
John and Don, thanks for being here. fit your input.
Thank you for your leadership.
Absolutely. We'll plan on being part of the presentation.
And I'd like to invite any other task force member that's willing to sit in on that particular day to sit in and offer your comments as well. So. Thank you.